I am the ultimate. I am majesty. Crypto decentralized. I am currency. I am the Tesla for electricity. I am a mobile eye. Mining frequency. I am the whole.
What's up? What's up? What's up, Intune Instruments? Welcome to a very special episode of the Intune Instrument Podcast. When you hear the story of the guest that I have on today, you are going to be amazed. I'm serious, like your brain is just going to explode. You know that emoji where it shows the brain exploding? Like, that's what's about to happen to you. Are you ready? All right, so this is how I'm going to introduce her, okay? She's actually an Amazon best-selling author, all right? I actually watched her announce that the book was going to be released, and within hours, she was a best-selling author, all right? So what I'm going to do, so I'm going to take the book, and I'm just going to open to a random page, and we're going to see what the universe wants us to hear from this book right now. All right, here we go. Ooh, that's nice. Words are magic spells. Your vocabulary and everything that you feel about the words you are saying on a regular basis serve as the foundation of what you are creating in the real world. Woo! What an introduction. Today we have my friend, my sister, Jenna Zweigel on the call. Welcome. So I'm so happy that you joined me here.
Thank you so much for that. It was really crazy. You know, I didn't really write this book to become a best-selling author. I wrote this book for a very simple reason, and that was to get my story into one spot. You know, because in the industry that we're in, network marketing, it's always, you know, it's a storytelling business. It's how did you get to where you are today? So for me, I wanted to put it all in one spot and also drop, you know, some of the things that I've learned along the way. And, you know, a few years ago, speaking of the magic spells of words, I actually posted on Facebook that my vision was to sell millions of copies and become a best-selling author. And while I haven't hit millions of copies yet, I do believe I'm well on my way. And lo and behold, I did become a best-selling author in not only one category, but two different categories at the same time. So that was actually pretty exciting. And, you know, I put that out there. And I think that's, you know, kind of what my book is all about. It's about not feeling like you have to conform to society's paradigms and programming. You know, it's okay to be the girl in the red dress in the Matrix. You know, it's okay to be, you know, different. It's okay to make people question, you know, what is wrong with her, you know, like what is wrong with them, because this throws a wrench into their paradigms, which forces them to kind of, you know, do some self inner work and really decide how they're going to feel about, you know, the direction of their own life. So, I mean, I don't want to talk about my book the whole time, although it's now a part of me. But yeah, so that's kind of what was on my heart just now.
That's amazing. Cause I actually really, it really aligns with my thoughts with how I look at people. Usually when I see the oddball, the weirdo, I'm like, okay, I should watch them because they're different. They can create something completely different in this world. And with, there's so many people that are awakening to wanting to create something new in this world, wanting to create the world we always want to live in. I say we look at the oddballs. They've got the blueprints. And I did want to just make sure everyone knows the name of the book is Breaking All the Rules. All right. We aren't going to talk about it the whole interview, but you do need to know the name of the book. All right. So that you can go and you can get it and you can share it with your friends. And then you can do the magical opening of the book and see what it wants to tell you that day. I totally do that every day. I know you don't know that, but I totally do that. so let's hear a little bit more about you and your story, because I've actually watched it for a very long time. And I myself have seen you. When you say you went from broke to multimillionaire, I saw it. Like, I was a part, I saw some of that. So I wanted you to tell a little bit more about, like, number one, what, and I know you talk about in the book, but what was it that kind of woke you up to the fact that you could be this rebel or breaking all the rules, and you could change your own life and be an example for others to do the same.
Yeah, you know, so what's interesting is when I first met you, it was in 2014, which was a very interesting year for me, for sure. Lots of things happened in 2014. For one, this was around the same time that I stopped being an atheist. And before then, before I was an atheist, I was a Christian for 24 years. So I grew up in the church. I grew up studying the Bible. I grew up, you know, learning all these, you know, Bible verses. I still have them memorized to this day. I could repeat any of them, you know, and I could go off into all kinds of tangents on that. And that's not what I'm going to tell you guys about today. But after I left the church, because my father was a closet atheist, but also made us go to church, another story, I kind of lost hope in the magicness of the universe. You know, I kind of lost my belief, like, in myself. You know, I had this idea that we are just literally cells, and we're just like these little, like, human accidental specimens that have no souls and no direction and no purpose. And I had really adopted that mindset until I hit absolute rock bottom. And after I hit rock bottom, I gave up that mental thinking. I gave up that paradigm. And I said, you know what? Okay. You know, God, universe, energy, source, the force, whatever is out there. If you're out there, show me a sign, because obviously the way I'm doing is not working and I need some help, you know. And I wasn't ready to run back to the Christian church at this point in time. For one, I was dating a Jewish person. So this was kind of an interesting, you know, trying to balance all of this. But I was ready to open my mind to learning something new and not saying it can't be that, right? So in 2014 is when we met, and we met because of the network marketing industry. And I was too broke to buy my own convention ticket at the time. I was too broke to even join the business that we were trying to get into at the time. And I put it out there and I said, well, if it's meant to be, then there'll be a way. And we met through a mutual friend, Thomas, rest his soul, right? He reached out to me and said, I'm going to send you to Florida. I'm going to send you, you know, to meet with some people. I'm going to put you around a new environment so that you can see what the other side of this looks like. He took me out of my poverty mindset and exposed what wealth looks like. We got to meet a MLB player, you know, Mike Jones, who's a like Hall of Famer, I believe. And we got to meet his wife. We were on this boat and going on all these adventures. And I was just this poor little girl inside, you know, and on the outside. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is possible. There's a way to do this. And if all these little misfits can do it, there's for sure a way that I can do this too. Like, they're not more special than all of us. We're all special in our own right. And if they can find a way to make this work, I can find a way to make this work. So this is the first time I really decided to open my mind and to decide I don't know everything and that I'm just going to be an open book and whatever comes my way is for me. And I learned how to change my point of attraction from that point on. Now, it wasn't just like easy from that point on. It wasn't like, oh, now everything's perfect. In fact, what happens is really strange in, with the universe. When you say you're ready for a new goal, a new, you know, reality, a new, you know, manifestation of your goals and your dreams or whatever you're thinking or desiring in your life, the next thing that happens is really strange. You get hit with all kinds of hidden guides and obstacles and challenges and trials, and a bunch of drama starts showing up. So what happened next? My health began to decline. So my spiritual self was so, I guess, fragmented before my health had caught up. But now my physical reality, my body was finally falling apart from all the years of neglect on my soul work, right? So my health was in the gutter. And I'm starting this new business now with my then boyfriend. Actually, we were dating and I don't even know, we weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend yet, but he's starting this company and I'm deciding, you know, all right, I'll join as an affiliate. And all at the same time, my health is declining. There's a new company launching and I'm trying to figure out which direction to go into. And all I know is to trust the flow and hope that everything is going to be fine. Well, long story short, you guys, it took 2 years of trial and error. It took 2 years of really doing a lot of soul inner work with myself, inner healing, forgiveness, trying to find a base of love, not only for other people, but for myself too. And what led me next to my next journey was getting into the CBD industry. When I discovered CBD, my health issues began to reverse. And it was almost like overnight. It was like literally within a week and everything started to reverse. And I thought to myself, wow, cannabis of all things, you know, I had never been a pothead before. You know, in fact, I remember as a kid, my brother got in trouble for smoking weed. And because of that, I was like, oh, that's a drug. That's bad. Like, I'm not even gonna look at it. But what happened was, you guys, I was sitting in a doctor's office waiting to be seen. And you know how doctor's offices go, they're like, hurry up and wait, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking on my phone, like, how do I deal with this illness that I'm facing? And I read an article randomly that pointed to cannabis. So I didn't even see the doctor. I just left. I left and I went to a dispensary instead. And I got my medical marijuana card and I started experimenting with different CBDs. And finally I found something that worked, and this birthed the creation of HempWorks. Why did I call it that? Well, because this hemp worked. And it was almost as like, this was now finally confirmation that my head and my heart and my soul was all in alignment with my bigger purpose. And this was bringing this to the people. I had to get sick. I had to experience this trial in my life because I had to bring the healing to other people. And if I had never experienced the depths of these trials, I would not know how to lead other people out of it. So I had to fully embrace everything that I had ever been to. I had to change the associations of my past, you know, instead of I'm a victim and these things happen to me. I had to turn it and say to myself, these things happen for me. You know, this is for me so that I can learn how to become a better person and how to become stronger and how to lead other people out of their own struggles and get them to the other side of success, which ultimately is what happened next. So you guys, we merged HempWorks and we merged Josh's company that he started in 2014 in 2017. That year, we ended at $10 million in sales. And a year later, we did over $100 million in sales. And to this day, we continue to grow year after year. And as they say, the rest is history. But it wasn't an overnight success, you know? It was a process. But now that we're here talking on this podcast today, now that you have seen me from 2014 to now, you're like, you know, it happened like that. But really, it was quite a transformational process and one that I'm eternally grateful for.
And it's really beautiful because what you just described, you going through, is what so many people, especially last year, have been waking up and their life has kind of taken a, it's like everything is starting to be destroyed and they're having that awakening process. And to be able to see your example of how you got through it, because you literally, if you go on Jenna's Facebook and you go back to 2014 all the way up, you can see it happening in real time because she shared it all. Like that's actually one of the reasons why I have a love-hate relationship with social media, because true, you get the whole censoring thing, but it also shows a huge timeline of what you actually did and what you actually posted. So I actually encourage people, look at the timeline. Look at her example, especially if you're going through that right now where it seems like your world is completely going upside down. I know when that happened to me, you were someone that helped me. And I've actually had multiple people that I would actually watch on social media that had already gone through it, and they were able to help me through it. And I thank you for that. And also I thank you for creating HempWorks. I've learned so much about the energetic properties of hemp, and how good it is for the aura. And I'm actually wearing some Hemp Mama right now. And I wanted to actually talk to you about Hemp Mama a little bit. And, how did that idea come to be, and how did that process work? Because I am stoked that there's some hemp clothing I've been looking for so long. Yeah. Thank you.
So yeah, we actually, Josh and I, we were approached by, you know, a couple of guys, and they said, hey, we want to go into the clothing industry. and we need, you know, some software for our back end. And we, do you guys want to be investors? And we're like, you know, that could be cool. And I'm like, well, hemp anything, I'm in, you know, for sure. And at first, you know, this was not, and my, like most MDC brands or My Daily Choice brands, it's not just like, oh, let's just put it into My Daily Choice. It didn't start out that way. It was going to be its own company. And after the partners decided they didn't want to go in this direction anymore, we decided that we would continue on with this mission because we felt super aligned to it. In fact, I named it because they're like, well, you know, we have this idea of going into clothing, but what do we call it? And I said, Hemp Mama, because, you know, sustainable clothing from Mother Earth. And people are like, well, you know, what about, it's only for moms, you know, it's only for women or whatever. I'm like, well, GoDaddy's not just for men, you know, like you can use it and it still makes sense. And they're like, you know, people are like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But we had a bigger vision because right now we're buying a lot of our clothes, like in retail stores, which are going away. We're buying them on Amazon, which are super cheap, and you're going to have to replace them very quickly because the quality is just not there. And not to mention, it's not sustainable. You know how many clothes end up in landfills? You can't almost even do hand-me-downs with your children anymore because the clothes just aren't made, you know, very well. The shirt that I'm wearing right now, it's very, very stretchy. If you can see, this is one of our workout tops that we have. It's made from, and the reason why it's so stretchy and so forgiving is because it's a blend of hemp and other plastic fabrics. So literally we're collecting plastic bottles out of the ocean and turning it into clothes. Like that's pretty amazing to know that we can be this resourceful. We have been a world that has been so wasteful. And I think that now more than any time that has ever been, we need to become more conscious with our brands that we're putting out there, the companies that we're aligning to, the products that we're using and putting on our bodies. I think, you know, that message is key right now.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm a big believer that we as humans, we're all super transmuters. So we're able to take an energy that might not be as beneficial, like throwing plastic in the sea, and turn it into something that is beneficial, like you did with the clothing, taking that plastic and merging it with hemp that has a very high energetic quality, and making a new energy out of it.
Yeah, and not only that, but hemp is great for the soil, right? It doesn't use as much water as cotton. We do use some cotton, but it's organic cotton. We're not putting pesticides. You don't need pesticides in hemp because bugs naturally repel it. When you're wearing these clothes, and if you're in, like, I don't know, a state like Missouri, for instance, and there's mosquitoes, they'll naturally be repelled away from you. It's also antimicrobial and it's BO proof. Like, that's legit. You're sweating in your clothes and it doesn't like stink up your whole aura. Like,
that's already changing the world right there.
That's changing the world right there. For all the hippies out there, like, this is amazing. For sure. Yeah.
I have another question for you. Do you have anything that you would like to share about some goals for the future or anything else that you would like to put out there?
My goals are the same as they have always been. And that's because I am continuing to work towards this mission of just freeing people from the matrix, period. And what I mean by that is if you're stuck in a 9-to-5 grind, some of you like your jobs, fantastic. I hope you love what you do because most people don't. And my biggest goal is to take people out of where they're currently at, if they're unhappy and not living a fulfilled or passionate life, and to bring them into their passionate true purpose. Because when we have a world of people doing what they truly love, we create a massive, you know, wave of consciousness and happiness all over the world and peace. You know, people are at peace. There's so many pissed off people today only because people are they're experiencing a vibrational discord within their being. They are out of alignment with where they know they're supposed to be. You know, you hear it all the time growing up, oh, you want to be an artist. There's no money in that. Oh, you want to be a, you know, rock star. There's no money in that. You want to be a musician. No money in that. But so we're constantly taken out of our passions because we're trained to think there's no way you can survive doing what you love. My job is to help teach people that you can do exactly what you love and make money and survive and become sustainable all at the same time. And you can have your cake and eat it too. So currently my current goal, I guess I should say, is I'm going to work with 100 people right now and help them become financially and time free. That's my biggest goal right now.
Wow, that is beautiful. So let's say that there's somebody listening that wants to be one of those 100 people. What do they need to do to be able to get your attention to be a part of that group?
All they have to do is go to officialjennaz.com and click work with me. There'll be an easy way to just opt in. There'll be a couple videos to watch. That's going to get my attention. I'll reach out to you and we'll see if it's a good fit for sure.
Wow. Wow. Do y'all hear that? Do you hear that? Look, I know that you are definitely going to succeed in all of your goals because you have a track record. You do it. You are someone who actually lives what they say. And I encourage anyone who is interested, reach out to Jenna, get mentorship, become one of those 100 people. I want to thank you so much for joining the show and telling your story and bringing your light to the Intune Instrument podcast, Jenna. This has been amazing. And is there anything else that you like to say? If not, we're going to go ahead and end it.
I am so grateful for you having me on and just being able to shed some light into the world. And, you know, that's all I want to end with. So thank you so much for having me on. And I look forward to future podcasts together.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. This has been an honor for me. And for all those tuning in next week, another amazing guest. So make sure you stay tuned. And also, intuneinstrument.com. Go check it out. Got some new music. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you again for tuning into the show. If you're interested in supporting the show, be sure to meander on over to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and check out the merch store. You want my latest single? Well, guess what? You can get it at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. You want to represent that you're an in-tune instrument in your city? Shop.theintuneinstrument.com and grab a shirt. You get the message. Go to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and rep this show.